All right, Justin Brayton's back racing. His number one journalist isn't here.
I had to do it.
Lewis sucks. Second-rate media guy Wygant not here for you, but I am to talk about your race.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize this. I was talking to Yulo. I didn't know you fell, but until then, you had a battle of about six guys about a second ahead of you for probably half the main event, and that was quite a battle.
Yeah, well, I had just gotten by Barsha and then Marv, and then Kenny tipped over, so I got going right behind him. And then
Wait a second. Did you see Barsha on Bogle?
Yes.
Because I've been told that a crime was committed.
Well, you know the funny thing is I told somebody that, so I started right behind Barsha, yeah, and he was literally torpedoing guys, and I'm like, oh, sweet, yep, got that guy, oh, yep, got that guy, oh, down goes Bogle, got that guy. And even if he didn't clean him out, he would make the pass, like, so gnarly that I would just squeeze right by. So I'm like, okay, awesome.
So it was bad. Bogle's not happy, obviously.
No, it was it was not good.
Right. Okay.
So,
all right, back to your race.
Didn't he do something, got him back, kind of?
Yeah, he stepped off his bike while being lapped and sent it like a missile. Yeah, and they both went down again.
Wow.
So now, I know you may be shocked, but Bogle has to go talk to the AMA.
Wow. That's crazy. But Bam, like, his passes honestly are, they're next level, man. They're next level.
Back to your race.
Yeah, had a good race going. Was right behind Kenny. And like you said, the group right ahead of us was, yeah, there was a bunch of guys. And was riding pretty good. Yeah, felt good all day. Just had I landed off the table over single and tucked the front and kind of spit me over the bars, like, real quick. Had a real quick crash. And so, yeah, kind of a bummer. I went back to 13th or something, and then bars all bent up, caught up to 11th, and was actually right on Marv at the finish. So
yeah, got Anstey on the last lap.
And, yeah, like I said, Marv was right there, and Anderson was right ahead of him. So overall, yeah, on paper, it's definitely not great. But today was good. I mean, I qualified really good. Every practice was inside the top 10. Heat race was good. And
Whoops. You were probably one of the only guys rubbing your hands together.
Yeah, the whoops were good for me, for sure. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So they've been building them tough, which I like. So I think it's good. I think they should build some stuff like that to separate us. And you know, that's why we test all off-season.
Hard to do much on the track other than those whoops. Like, it was 90s, and, like, everyone's kind of doing the same thing. So that played into your hand pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty much where I made all my passes. So, yeah, the 90-degree turns, as we know, it doesn't race very well. But, yeah, all good. Back with now hopefully just string some races together. It's been a weird, like, the whole preseason before Anaheim not riding, and then getting COVID and – yeah, so hopefully lump some races together now.
So you weren't really sick. You weren't on the bed sick with flu or whatever. So when you miss a race, do you, like, tonight, do you struggle? Do you miss anything in missing a race? Like, does anything affect you with a race off in compared to these guys?
Man, I thought it would, but honestly, my fitness felt really good. I was still charging at the end. Even this week, I did a 20-minute moto on Wednesday or Thursday, and it felt pretty good. I'm still clawing my way back, though, from honestly missing that 3.5 weeks before Anaheim. I'm still slowly clawing my way back. So, no, it didn't affect me too bad.
Okay, cool, man. Well, we're on to Anaheim, too. See you there.
Cool. Thank you.